You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. So glad that you're with me today. And if you are a frequent flyer, a frequent listener of Inside Out, I welcome you back. Thank you so much. And I trust that this is being a help and encouragement to you. And I would encourage you to share that with others, all right? Because that's the whole goal of this. If you're a new listener, I especially welcome you. Welcome to the Inside Out family. And every week, we get to spend 10, 12 minutes together learning to live by our true divine design, which is to live from the inside out rather than from the outside in. And God is in you, and God will help you, and greater is he that is in you than he who is after you. And you want to be bigger and stronger on the inside than the problems and pressures and everything else on the outside. It's the way to live. It's the way God created us. And that's what all of this is about. And I hope that this is helping you. We've been talking about kindness, and we want to continue on that. I'll remind you, we live in a harsh, cruel, bitter world, fueled by harsh, cruel, bitter words, and it causes people to be harsh and cruel and bitter. And we want to, we want to help that. And so the remedy is kindness. We need an infusion of kindness, and kindness brightens us and relieves us and refreshes us. It helps and it heals. Think about it. When somebody's kind to you, and I'll remind you of this, we don't deserve any of it. So it's always relieving. It's always refreshing. The kindness from God, his mercy, his grace, and so forth, and kindness from others. And actually, it does you good as well when you show kindness and pass that kindness on to others. Proverbs 11:17 in the Message paraphrase says, when you're kind to others, you help yourself. When you're cruel to others, you hurt yourself. So there it is, straight up. Kindness is a spiritual, electrical, chemical reaction. Seriously, literally. When kindness is expressed and received, there's a spiritual reaction within your body, which is fearfully and wonderfully made. There's an electrical and a chemical reaction. And it produces within the person receiving it gratitude and humility. And those two items right there, gratitude and humility, are the missing ingredients of a healthy culture or a healthy individual. The more that we have gratitude and humility in us as a person, an individual, and the more gratitude and humility there is within a society or a culture, the more healthy it is. So when you and I infuse and express and extend kindness to others, it produces like a chemical, electrical, spiritual reaction. It produces gratitude and humility, which is vital for the health of individual people and of our society and our culture. So this is a very strategic, powerful thing that you and I can do today. We can be infusing health actually into people and the culture around us. Kindness is actually countercultural, but it's exactly what the culture needs. It's the remedy, it's the prescription, if you will, for the rust and the rot that gets into our culture. Yet everybody knows what kindness is and kindness, and they know what kindness is not. So even though it is countercultural, everybody within the culture knows and appreciates what kindness is when it takes place and what it is not. And, you know, anyone would be able to say, well, that was so kind. Or, hey, that was not kind. You can either say it or think it, you know, but wow, what they just did, that was so kind, or that was not kind at all. So it's countercultural, but it is an element of God's kingdom culture. So if you're a child of God, a true follower of Jesus, then you're part of an entirely different kingdom, an entirely different culture, which has an entirely different playbook and way of doing and handling things. So in other words, we're kind in the family of God. We are not rude in this family. And we're called to the kingdom, Scripture tells us. So therefore, you're called to kindness. And we have plenty of Scripture that calls us to it and commands us to it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 in the Amplified Bible says, "Little children, let us not love merely in theory or in speech, but in deed and in truth, in practice and in sincerity." Kindness shows up in what we say and do, and kindness shows up in how we say and do it. So goodness, and this is all a part of what kindness is. It's goodness, it's usefulness, it's sympathy, friendliness, patience. It's when you're helpful. It's pleasantness, being pleasant. It's gentleness. It's forgiveness. It's being tenderhearted. And don't forget that God is the originator of kindness. God is the source of kindness. And God set the pattern. The Bible tells us he gives the sunshine and the rain and fruitful seasons and food and good on the just and the unjust alike. But the immeasurable riches of his love and grace is shown to us in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So there's the general kindness to all, and then to those who will receive Jesus, there's the immeasurable riches of his love and grace that are shown to us in or through his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus, through what Jesus did for us. That's a whole nother level there. Again, all the attributes and resources of God are expressed toward us through his kindness. Listen, God is good. That's just bottom line. God is good. And kindness is God stooping to our brokenness and to our need, bringing his love and his power within our reach. Because of our brokenness, our limitation, we can't reach it. We can't reach it. But God in his kindness, God in his mercy, by definition, stoops and extends, bringing that love and power and healing and help within our reach. And then when we reach out to receive that, then we partake of the immeasurable riches of his love and his grace shown to us in and through his kindness through Christ Jesus. So we, his children, are to be like our Father in the same way. So Jesus was God's love and kindness in the flesh, and we are to be and do the same. We are to be kind. We are to be loving and kind, just like God, our Father. We're his kids. We're his children. And as he extends that kindness to people who can't fully reach for it, you extend it toward them. That's what God did through Jesus. Acts 10:38, I think, is appropriate as well. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So the word oppressed means that those that have had power used against them. And so Jesus, anointed with the Holy Spirit with power, went about and did good. And you're anointed, excuse me, you're anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power to go do good and to extend that love and kindness, to be just as Jesus was God's love and kindness in the flesh. You and I are to be God's love and kindness in the flesh. And remember that when you and I are loving and kind, the invisible God becomes visible to the people around us. So that's a lot that we covered today. Dial it in, though. It's just focused on this. God has been so kind to you, and he wants you to pass that kindness on to others. It's what's missing. It's the missing deficient element in individuals and in our culture. Some people just need somebody to be kind to them, and that will start to refresh and relieve and heal them. And as I've shared in previous episodes, it's contagious. So go spread it today. Go spread the love and kindness of God. Well, thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. Think about this, go apply this, and go be a blessing to people today. And tell some other folks about Inside Out, and then make sure to join me next time. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.